Hey friends, welcome back to Raw Thoughts from A. Today's topic is something I think a lot of us secretly wrestle with. Those days where you just don't feel like doing anything. And here's the truth. I want to put out there, if you don't feel like doing anything, then don't. That's it. Simple. But also complicated. Because we've been taught to see rest as laziness, and laziness as failure. We live in a culture that celebrates exhaustion like a badge of honor. The more tired you are, the more respected you seem. But what if that's all backwards? What if rest isn't the enemy, but the medicine we all need? So today, we're going to spend some time unpacking this. Why doing nothing is actually necessary. How to let go of the guilt that comes with it. And why sometimes those unproductive days are the most healing. Let's start with the guilt. You ever notice how we judge ourselves for resting? Like imagine you had a day of off work and you spent it lying in bed, scrolling, napping, binge watching Netflix. Sounds relaxing, doesn't it? But at the end of the day, you're like, oh, I wasted today. I didn't get anything done. It's like we've internalized the idea that if we're not grinding, we're failing. And it's not even our fault. We grew up with it. Teachers, parents, bosses, society, they drill it into us. Success equals productivity. It's why hustle culture blew up so hard. It's why social media is full of rise and grind motivation quotes. If you're not out there chasing money, chasing status, chasing goals, people make you feel like you're doing life wrong. But here's the secret. You don't owe anyone constant productivity. You're allowed to be still. You're allowed to have a day, a week, even a season when you don't push. And that doesn't make you worthless. It makes you human. You know those mornings where your body feels like cement? Like every moment is heavy. Every thought is foggy. And the idea of getting up feels impossible. That's not laziness. That's your body telling you something. And I don't think we listen enough. We override our signals. Coffee instead of sleep. Pushing through headaches instead of slowing down, smiling when we're actually breaking inside. And yeah, you can get away with it for a while, but eventually, the body collects the bills. Stress turns into illness. Burnout turns into a breakdown. The body whispers at first, and if you ignore it, it screams. Rest is not optional. It's survival. When you feel like doing nothing, maybe that's your body saying, hey, I'm maxed out. I need a recharge. And ignoring that doesn't make you strong. It just delays the crash. Here's the thing. Doing nothing actually does something. We don't realize it because it doesn't look productive, but our brain needs downtime to process. That's why when you sometimes get your best ideas in the shower or right before falling asleep, when you rest, your mind organizes itself. It clears space. And on a deeper level, doing nothing reconnects you with just existing. You start noticing little things, the way the light falls on your room, the sound of your pet breathing next to you, the taste of a snack you actually slowed down to enjoy. Those moments don't even make money, but they make your life richer. And sometimes that's the whole point. Life isn't supposed to be 24/7 output. You're not a machine. You're allowed to just be. Now, let's be real. The hardest part about resting isn't the resting. It's finding the guilt. That little voice in your head that says, everyone else is working harder than you. You're falling behind. You're wasting time. That voice is brutal, right? But let me ask you this. Falling behind what? Behind according to who? There is no universal timeline. Life is not a race when you cross the finish line with perfect achievements. Resting doesn't make you late to life. If anything, it helps you show up better when it's your time to move. The critic in your head is not truth. It's programming. And you can unlearn it. You can remind yourself, my worth is not measured by output. My existence is enough. That's not an excuse to avoid responsibilities forever. But it's a way of taking back your humanity in a world that wants you to act like a robot. Let's talk practical. Because it's one thing to say, yeah, rest is good, but another to actually allow yourself to rest without guilt. Here are some permission slips I give myself. If my body feels heavy, I let myself nap. If my brain feels tired, I let myself zone out. If my soul feels tired, I let myself disconnect. It doesn't mean I failed, it means I listened. You can also frame rest as intentional. Instead of saying, I did nothing, try saying I restored myself, or I gave myself what I needed today. Language matters. It shifts how you see your choices. And if people around you don't get it, let them not get it. This is your life, not theirs. So let's zoom out for a second. Why is it so hard to rest without guilt? Because we live in a culture of exhaustion. Think about it. How many times have you asked someone, how are you? And they answer, busy. Like busy is a personality trait, like it's supposed to impress you somehow. We glorify overwork. We glorify burnout. We've made exhaustion a new cool. And the truth is, it's killing us. Anxiety, depression, stress-related illnesses, they're all skyrocketing. And we think the answer is to keep grinding? No. The real reason behind rebellion in this culture is saying, I will rest. I will not measure myself by constant busyness. And when you start living that way, you realize how messed up the system is. Rest isn't selfish, it's resistance. I'll give you an example. The other day, I had a whole to-do list planned: laundry, emails, errands. But when I woke up, I felt drained. I had this choice: force myself to push through or give myself the day. I chose rest. I stayed in bed, watched random YouTube videos, ordered takeout, didn't accomplish anything on paper. And you know what? The next day, I woke up actually energized. I knocked out my whole to-do list in half the time. And that's the irony. Doing nothing often makes you more effective when you finally do something. Another time, I went for a walk with no destination, no podcast in my ears, no purpose at all. I just walked. And I felt like my brain finally exhaled. Doing nothing looks different for everyone, but the effect is the same: freedom. Now, I want to leave you with this thought. No one else is going to give you permission to slow down. The world will always demand more. Employers, social media, even your family sometimes. They'll always have another expectation. So you have to give yourself that grace. You have to say, I am enough when I'm still. And when you start practicing that, you'll notice something. The pressure doesn't own you anymore. The guilt starts to fade, and you actually feel lighter. So if today is one of those days where you don't feel like doing anything, then don't. Don't force it. Don't shame yourself for it. Don't apologize for being human. Sometimes doing nothing is the bravest, healthiest thing you can do. Rest is not laziness. Rest is medicine, and you deserve it. Thanks for hanging out with me on Raw Thoughts from A. Until next time, rest well.